What you manifest in your mind, you can bring to reality.
Swipe Up! New episode of Swipe Up, where I share some of my favorite Instagram posts from the last week. Let's get into it with our first post from the inspirational man himself, David Goggins. All right.
The mind's a medieval motherfucker. It's constantly fighting against you. It's the only thing in the history of the fucking world that shows up on time, every time. It has the tactical advantage over you. It knows your fears. It knows your insecurities. It knows everything about you. It might be the only thing in that world that knows all about you. You gotta know about it. It's gonna show up when you don't wanna show up. It's gonna show up at the worst time possible when you wanna be successful. It's gonna say, take the easy road. Take the easy way out. You gotta learn your brain like your brain has learned you.
So clearly, your own worst enemy, being your own worst enemy. It's one thing I think a lot of people struggle with, especially if you're, I guess, not just somebody that has a regular job or you aspire to do something. Maybe you're trying to get management or, I don't know, start your own business, follow your passion. That's when it gets difficult. When it's like you're your own boss and it's like you have to be your own motivation. And for most people, they're their own worst enemy, self-destruction. David Goggins. So next up, some Street Globe amazing pictures. Fall is here. I love these pictures so much. I really love those shots through the leaf. I'm not sure. I would imagine those are photoshopped. I don't know. To get, because it looks like the depth of field is different. Has two. It's got to be photoshopped. Not that one necessarily. Or that one. Maybe coloring. I enjoy these beautiful photos. Fall. Don't really get the same kind of feeling for fall. Living in the desert. This definitely makes me wish I was back in Denver.
What's up, guys? This is Justin Rin, and I have some absolutely amazing news that has just blown me away. I can't wait to tell you about it. Guys, remember how we have a $50,000 matching gift right now, which means if we can raise $50,000, it becomes $100,000. Well, guys, scratch that. Cash App has stepped up. They're a sponsor of my buddy Joe Rogan's podcast, and they've called me, connected with me, and said they're going to match our $50,000 match. We still have to raise $50,000. And if we do that, we get $150,000. $150,000. I'm so blown away by that. So thank you for everyone who's already given. If you've given a dollar, it's now $3. If you've given $20, it's now $60. And if you haven't given, this is your opportunity to give now and have your gift tripled. So if you could, click the link above, smash the link in my bio, and give today. Thank you.
Totally go follow Justin, or the Big Pygmy on Twitter. He's part of the foundation. He goes, drills wells out in Africa, helped a lot of the pygmy tribes. He like got adopted into a pygmy tribe. Go listen to his episode on Joe Rogan. He's an amazing dude. He's also an MMA fighter. But go check out if you want to donate to a good cause. They're tripling the donations for Fight for the Forgotten. Check that shit out. Wanted to show some love to that for sure. You know, the Big Pygmy, Justin Wren. So moving to Patty the Daddy, posting. He's had some troubles himself with as far as success. He's had a rough road, as it were. MMA fighter, had some losses, but kind of a big up-and-coming prospect. But we got Jordan here, quote from Jordan. I've missed more than 9,000 shots in my career. I've lost almost 300 games. 26 times I've been trusted to take the game-winning shot and missed. I've failed over and over and over again in my life, and that is why I succeed. That old thing, the only way to guarantee failure is to never try. Trying is the key. Try again. If you want to be a comic, You're never going to be a good comic if you never bomb. Bombing is part of learning how to get better. Artists make bad art. Directors make bad films. People fail. Failure, if you're not failing, then you're not really trying. Then you're just comfortable in whatever cookie cutter thing that you're doing. So big ups to Patty the Daddy. Hopefully he gets in the UFC because he seems like an interesting character and a fun fighter to watch for sure. But always good, you know, Jordan. I'm a big fan of Jordan. Now we got Dana White's post, Conor McGregor facing off with Khabib. Interesting press conference. Wasn't a fan that there was no audio or fans in the building. It was just press, so it was kind of weird because Conor likes to perform, and you know, I'm definitely want to try Proper 12, the whiskey. Looking forward to picking that up at some point when I have the money and actually find it somewhere. I'm not sure where it's available. But definitely looking forward to the upcoming Conor versus Khabib fight. I think Conor's going to win it. If I had to pick right now, I'm making my picks next week. But I think he's got it. I think he beats Khabib. I hope. It's just going to be, otherwise he's just going to get gassed.
I'm about to go again, I flow again, my eyes closed. And this is how we do it when we spit it, do it for the pros. They think they know, but I don't even think they truly understand. I'm a miraculous man, and this is how we get it, I mix it up, I get it up, I keep my eyes closed on them. Second that, I got it, now these hoes on them. I don't even know just what I'm saying, nah, I'm never playing. May Dan tell me, I gotta get it so right, awesome. Get it.
Logic, freestyling while doing a Rubik's Cube. Can you get any better than that? Now we got Dos Brack. Amazing artist. The comeback season. He does a lot of MMA art, really like caricature style, but it is the comeback season. All the bad boys of MMA are back. Conor McGregor, the dolly thrower himself. John Jones is back. I don't know when he's fighting next, but he is back. He's off suspension next month. And Nate Diaz is back fighting Poirier. No, Pettis. So that should be a good fight, too. Dos Brack, give him a follow. And finish it off with a good song. Have a great week, people. Enjoy your week, okay? Be like this guy.
To me, I beat the man in a fight. I can't. I'm on stage.
I'm free.
To be loved.
I don't know the words.
I said fight.
This guy is good.
Right. That's it. That's it for this episode of Swipe Up. Shout out to David Goggins. Shout out to Street Globe and Salufi for those cool fall photos. Love them. Love the style. Big fan. Shout out to the Big Pygmy and Fight for the Forgotten. Go donate. Help support a good cause. Shout out to Patty the Batty, Michael Jordan. Shout out to Dana White. Shout out to World Star and Logic. Shout out to Dos Brack. Go give him a follow. Shout out to Dos Green and Zabu. Please don't go. Have a great week. Have a great day. Go to inspireddisorder.com for all of my artwork and everything that I do. But peace out.